It's pretty fantastic. But there's a lot of other equally fantastic, if you went to Pisac or Yantitambo or some of these other places there, there's like, the Incas built cities all over the place. And actually one of the guys, one of the characters in this book who kind of, he's an American architect, Vince Lee, who's actually looking for the fifth city right now. I just talked to him a few days ago. He got really interested in the ruins down there. He's done these fantastic archaeological drawings, these reconstructions of Vilcabamba on paper. And he told me once, he goes, you know, he goes, every culture, every architecture culture has a statement. There's a statement behind it. He goes, the Incas' statement behind their architecture is that any job worth doing is worth doing well. He says, you look at the Inca stonework and it's fantastic in the front and you can't put a razor blade there. You go around behind it and it's just as fantastic where you can't see it. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't cut corners. I mean, they made everything perfect. And, you know, it's not, he goes, I'm not going to tell you what the message of American architecture is. You know, I mean, like Las Vegas or like that, where it's all facade. You know, we live in a culture where you have a really nice brick in the front and then back behind it's all wood or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Inca's made fantastic. And every city they made was gorgeous. And there's a lot of ruins out there that, so yeah, Choqquequirau, sorry, getting back to that, there's a place called Choqquequirau, and they're ruins. There were people were looking for the lost capital of Vilcabamba for a while. Choqquequirau, these other ruins, which are also fantastic, they thought that was a contender. And Bingham's first ruins that he went to in his first trip in 1909, he was taken to Choqquequirau, and the prefect of the town there said, hey, I think this might be Vilcabamba. And Bingham went there, and kind of the same theory where he discarded Vilcabamba. He said, well, they're nice, but they'd probably be better if, you know, the emperor had been here. He didn't think that was the site of Vilcabamba. And so he came back 2 years later with his Yale University expedition and found Machu Picchu. But Choqquequirau is thought to be also have been built by Pachacuti, the same person who built supposedly Machu Picchu. It's a whole chain, as you know, Inca estates, private estates out there. Have you been there?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Hope to. Yeah, it's more and more it's been cleared. It's actually keep discovering more ruins there, as a matter of fact.
Got in a little late. Have you been to Machu Picchu? And what was your reaction?
Have I been there?
Yeah.
Betcha.
What's the reaction on first seeing that?
No, it's, you know, I think anybody's been here in the room will agree that it's gorgeous. I mean, I say it's everything the Inca Empire stood for, in a sense that the location is fantastic. You know, there's all kinds of complex sacred geography involved with it, but just it's photo. You know, Bingham came back in 1911 and brought about 300 photos back. National Geographic. In fact, Hiram Bingham's second trip to Peru was the very first trip that National Geographic sponsored. They sponsored probably 8,000 expeditions since then. Bingham's was the first. And he came back with the photos, and they were so photogenic that they published a whole issue with just the photos of Machu Picchu. And that's why Bingham's kind of under pressure to come up with a story. Well, what is Machu Picchu? And that's why one of the reasons, well, it must be the lost capital, because you have fantastic photos, you've discovered these amazing ruins, but you have no story. What are you going to say? I don't know. This thing is, but to answer your question, blown away. As almost a million people a year are to this thing, it's almost like 700,000 a year go down there. So,